לא ישחור עשה נאירויס אמרו פני המנוירו יאירו שוב עשה נאירויס לא ישחור עשה נאירויס אמרו פני המנוירו יאירו שוב עשה נאירויס Parashat Ba'alois was very interesting. I find three parashiyos that are next to each other. And we have to understand the connection between the three parashiyos. The first parashiyos is Ba'alois was Aneirois. And Aaron is asked to light the Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash. Amu Pnei HaMenor Yo'iru Shivas Aneiris. So this parasha discusses the parasha of the Lokas Neiris, which that's the first parasha. Right after that, we have the parasha of the Levian, how they became inaugurated into their service into the Beis Hamikdash Tachas the Bechorim. And then following that parasha, right after that, we have the parasha of the Korban Pesach, the parasha that the Torah says of Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, that Be'etzem there should have been, it is only one Pesach, but the Maaseh came along, the Torah was Mechadesh of Pesach Sheni. You have to understand that the smichas of these three parashas together, the Torah, there's no connection. We want to understand the connection. Secondly, we have to understand Ba'alois Chesaneiros Amu Pnei Amoira Yerushiva Saneiros. What's this parasha doing here? Rashi tells us. Why was there a juxtaposition? Why were they put together the parasha of the Neiros of Alokas Ner Aroin to the parasha of the Chanukas Anisir? So to Rashi. The Fishikishura, Aaron, Chanukas, HaNesim, and Aaron saw in last week's parasha that all the Nesim were bringing Korbanis. Chol Sha'oz Daitoi, he became very weak. He was hurt. He felt hurt. Shaloi Hoyi Moim, Bechanuki, he wasn't with them in the Chanukah. But Huvalai Shifta, him and his whole Sheva were not in the Chanukah's Abayas. They didn't participate. They didn't give a korban. Omala HaKadosh Baruch Hu says HaKadosh Baruch to Aaron HaKoyein, Chayecho, Aaron, by your life, Shalacho B'doyle Mishalohem, yours is greater than theirs. Aaron HaKoyein, don't worry. You are much greater. You have only your portion. What you're going to do is much greater than everybody else. Sha'atamadlik umeitiv as a neiros, because you light and clean out the neiros. Very, very shver Rashi, or Chazal, as the Ramban brings down, what is going on over here? What is Aaron HaKoyen? Whoa, Sahitz, this all feels terrible. I don't have any chelik in the Chanukas HaMizbeh, in the Chanukas HaMishkan. The inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, of the inauguration of the Mishkan, I'm not involved. I wasn't involved, not me, not my Shevet. And here all the Nesim were involved. And I feel very, very bad. Kadosh Baruch says, Aaron, don't worry, don't worry. You are involved in lighting the candles, you light the candles. I don't understand. Aaron, first of all the 7 days of inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, he was offering korbanos. All 7 days, it's a pelet garashi. Aaron was offering korbanos all 7 days. I don't have any portion over here, Jack. What do you mean? He has a portion. He was offering korbanos all 7 days. He was involved in the inauguration. And second of us, Hashem says, okay, don't worry, Aaron, you have work to do in the Beis HaMikdash. You're going to light the Neiros. You and your family are going to light the Neiros. I don't understand. Aaron has a lot of work at the Beis HaMikdash. So like the Neiro, he says, the Ramban says, he's going to offer Karbanis, he's going to put up the Torah, light up the incense, and there's a lot of work to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Don't worry, Aaron, you're going to be involved in the Beis HaMikdash, you're lighting Neiros. That's all he's doing, he's lighting Neiros. What's going on here? But the Chor is a Beledik, it's Chazal. It makes no sense what's going on. Aaron is so nervous, he has no portion here. First of all, he had a portion. He was busy the whole 7 days. Called the Yeshiva Shimei Miluim. He was busy making Gavi Gabanis. I have no portion here. I'm not involved. He was involved. Hashem says, okay, you weren't involved, we'll give you something. You have something. What are you going to do? You're lighting Neiros. What do you mean you're lighting Neiros? Lighting Neiros, he does in 20 things. I don't have 20 avodas in the Beis. What are we emphasizing with lighting the Neiros? So Ramban tells us the Gevaldik of Teretz, but I say a very important Teretz over here. And I want to explain the Ramban's Teretz over here. And the Ramban says that because of this Kashi, he mamish goes to town and explains something here. And I think there's a very big amkus that would be a very, very deep lesson that we could learn in this parasha, something that's a very valuable lesson for us in our life. The Soid over here, Rabbi, was the Medrash answers. Just to continue, as the Ramban brings it, there's a Medrash on this. The Medrash says it a little bit more, and the Ramban bases his teretz on this Medrash. And maybe we can understand Rashi also through this Medrash, but at least we'll understand a halach of the sugya. The Ramban brings a Medrash in another little different gears over here, that he had no portion in the Beis HaMikdash. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Karba Avat Eilav Yesh Chanukah Acheres. There's going to be another Chanukah. Sheyesh Bo Halachas HaNeiros. That there's going to be lighting of candles. Vani Ha'oseh B'Yisrael Idei Banecha Nisim Matshua. Through your children are going to come that salvation. Those Nisim, those miracles that come through your children, referring to the beautiful Yontav of Chanukah. That's going to come through Aaron's children. That's what it means. That Enochanami, Aaron, you weren't involved in this Chanukah, in this Chanukah, this inauguration now of the Mishkan, but there will come a time in history when you and your Shevet, the Kehanim, will bring about the salvation. They'll bring about the salvation, the time of the Helik Yontif. So that's the connection between that and Chanukah's understanding. So we have to understand the Ramban's territory, or we feel that Chazal, that he pacified Aaron by saying, don't worry, Aaron. There will come a time in history when only your Shevet, only your people are going to be involved in Chanukah's understanding. Okay? Now we understand maybe in the Chanukah Sabbath, but we still have the questions though. We mentioned before, Aaron did stuff even now. So why do we have to come on to that Chanukah Sabbath? He did things now also, 7 days he was offering Karbanos. I believe the answer to this, and this is what the Ramban says, speaks out, but I want to explain it. I want to explain what the Ramban is saying. And that is what he said. What Aaron did for 7 days. When Aaron was bringing Karbanos for 7 days during the inaugural period, was because he was commanded to do so. He was commanded to do so. Hashem said, during those 7 days, I want every day, you should offer a Karban. But what the Nesiim did, what the leaders of the Shvatim had done in Parshas Nasai, what they had done was brought on their own volition. They brought, with their own ratzon, with their own desire, they brought these karbanis. It came from their own will. That, Aaron did not participate in any way in this in Chanukah Samasbeh. Whatever he did till now, was only because Hashem commanded him. What he felt the Chalish Shadas was, that the Nesiim, their hearts rose them up. They, out of their own will, with their own realization and their own desire, they said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel that when we inaugurate this Mishkan, there has to be something special. We're going to give our own things. And each and every one of the Nasis of every Shevet, Karbanoi, Karas Kesev, Achash, Kloshim, Umeyo, Mishkolo, every single one brought their own Kabbalahs, with their own Kabbalahs. But it came from their own volition, their own initiative. It didn't come, there was no chiyuv. It came by their own desire. And therefore, that was something so unbelievable that brought about a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And on that, Aaron said, Chalishas, what can I bring right now? What can I do? It's already done. It's not gonna, even if I do it now, it's not my own idea. Because it's coming because everybody else brought it. And that's what the Rabban speaks out in last week's parsha, that all of the Nesiim, they came to the idea on their own. And that's why each one, we mention each one over and over again, because each one of the Nesiim, on their own volition, they came to the idea to bring a korban. So if Aaron's going to bring it now, it's not coming on his volition, it's coming because everybody else brought it. What can I do? Aaron was chol shaitai. He felt very, very, very weak about it. He felt that he didn't do anything of his own. It's all forced. It's all because of a mitzvah. The yesod of the Mishkan was love. I want to do something out of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to do something for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not because he commanded me to do it, because I want to do it because I love him, and I'm going to give something of myself. And this is the amkus over here, Rabbi Yisrael. Aaron felt that, what am I doing for the Mishkan? What do you mean, what are you doing? You're offering korbanos, Aaron. You're getting kabbalas. I mean, no, that's not from me. That's because I'm a tzuva. What's coming from me is something I'm giving for my own, that I'm a tzuva to do, not commanded. I'm giving something of my own, something I don't have to do, something I'm forced to do, something that no one over me with a bat and a hammer. Get over there. Get do this, do that. Something I do out of my own initiative. That, Aaron, that's something that comes from myself. That's something that comes from me. That I'm giving a portion of myself. Aaron felt, when's it going to come from me? But the Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't worry, there's going to come a time. There's going to come a great yontif called Chanukah. And that Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael, is going to come that the Greeks are going to come and they're going to make decrees against Klal Yisrael. They're going to make mamish gzeiros on Klal Yisrael. And they're going to metame the Beis HaMikdash. And they're going to do everything in their power to destroy and defile the Beis HaMikdash. And they're going to bring it down with that tumah. And then everybody can tie it. Okay, listen, they brought it down. No one's helping. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously gave them the koyach. Let's sit now and play tiddlywinks. What should we do? What should we do now? Because Paul decided that's a korban. We'll wait till something happens. Dr. Rambam, Asher Heru Navsham, the Torah, that the Kohanim HaGadolim at that time stood up on their own initiative and decided, no, we're going to make a statement. We're going to stand up. 13 of us are going to stand up against the whole army and bring back the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to bring it back. No one commanded to do it. No one told us to do it. No one wrote anything that we have to do. We didn't have a tzimur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was no commandment. We were l'chayra anus. We couldn't do anything about it. And we decided our own initiative. We said, you know what? This can't be. The Chilul Hashem that's going on. The base of it is lying in ruins. It's defiled. We don't care. We want to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to stand up and fight, even though no one commanded us to do it for Hashem. The Mesiras Nefesh. Oh, this was the comfort to Aaron HaKohen. And that time, and there'll be a time when your offspring will do something on their own initiative to recreate the Beis HaMikdash. And that will be even greater than this just the Kabbalah. They'll give their lives. Shalchol G'doyla Mishalachem. Because then they're going to give their lives on Kiddush Hashem to bring about the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu back in the world. That's greatness. on a person that was only initiated, not because he's commanded, not because the Rashid is going to come into his room and take away his bed and his mattress and his pillow. Not because the Rashid is standing over his head with a bat, or the Mashkiach, whoever it is, with a water gun, with the police have those, you have to get those water, what's it called? What? The power hoses. Get out of bed or we'll power hose you out. That's a great idea, Papa. Let's see. Anyway, we'll power hose you out. Force him into the base. No. My own initiative. I want to bring glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I learned Torah, I just know how much glory there is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much Kiddush Hashem I bring to the world when I learn Torah, when I do mitzvahs. I want to do it on my own initiative because I love Hashem. I want to bring about His greatness in the world. That's what I was created for. Not because I'm being forced with a war with a gun, but because I, on my own, are ready to fight. I'm ready to stand up strong for Kiddush Baruch's coming. That's the parasha. That's Atagolim, your life, your is greater, Aaron, your Hanukkah then, coming to be ready to give up their lives is greater than their Nesim's decision to know that this on their own initiative to bring a korban. Yeah, they're ready to give their sacrifice, to sacrifice their lives to this. And that's the Hemshech, I believe, of the Parashias. The Levim of said, why were they chosen to be Tachas? Why were they chosen to be underneath instead of the Bechairah? The Bechairah was supposed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. The Levim, Shevet Levi, took it over. You know why, Rabbi Sai? Because there came a time in the history when Klal Yisrael did a terrible act called the Edel Azov. And what happened, Rabbi Sai? No one commanded anything. Came on Shevet Levi and stood up and said, Li Lashem Elai. Achil Hashem's going on over here. We've got to take it on our own initiative and stop it. Li Lashem Elai! And the Kol Shevet Levi got together. And they stopped the plague on their own initiatives. And that's where they were Zeucha. That's the Smichas HaParashis of us. On their own initiative. Not anybody asking them. They're like, oh, the matzah is terrible. Let's just sit back and eat chillant. And go to the bathroom. Because the matzah is not so good. I'm not going to do anything about it. What can I do? No, those who decide, I'm going to stand up. I'm not going to let this man go like this. I want my yeshiva to be stark. I'm going to stand up and fight the battle. I'm going to have a chuyev to do it. I'm going to get others involved. I'm going to push others to learn because I want Hashem's name to be Mekudesh. I want to be glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to stand up and not only do myself fight, but bring others to the base. Because I don't want it to peter out. Mila Shemela. You know how gvaldic that is over yourself? That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that unbelievable love that a person has for him. That he's ready to sacrifice himself when he's not commanded. When he's not asked on his own initiative. That's true love. I care that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is being disgraced. I care that Torah is being disgraced. I want to stand up and do something about it. My own initiative. That leads us in beautifully, Rabbi Yisrael, in the third parasha. There were people who were unpure, and it came time to sacrificing the Korban Pesach, the sacrificial lamb. And they were Tomei. They were not Tomei for not a bad reason. Chazal tells in Sukkah they were Tomei because Nadav and Avihu had died and had to take their bodies out. They were Tomei Meis. For a good reason. They didn't do anything wrong. They did everything right. And they could have sat back and said, listen, the Torah does not permit me to offer the Korban Pesach. Let's go to sleep! Vapata, what can we do? What should we do? We can't offer the Korban Pesach. That's it. Check. I can't bring the Korban Pesach. Check. Vapata from Shacharis today. I have the sniffles! Somewhere up there in the nose is some sniffles! I won't be able to make it to Shacharis! My left eyelash is very infected! I concert next week. I'll play my eyelash. The infected eyelashes. New band starting next week, I said. Gotta get it on tape. Anyway, my eyelash is hurting me. I can't come to say it. Look, I can find it in the eyelash. I got it out. I won't be able to make it. It looked like 6 days in the bed. My left nostril has been hurting for 2 weeks now. I have a left nostril headache. Doesn't say an Advil helps for that. Only for migraines, no left nostril headaches. Can't make it. I'm out. Okay? Listen, the doctor's note. Dr. Harry Brownstein. Note from the doctor that he says I'm sick. He says I'm sick. It's a mental doctor. But anyway, he says I'm sick. I can't. That's it. Okay. Doctor! You got it. No bed taken out this week. Dr. Harry Brownstein's medical note. I have it since sixth grade. Save it for good times. I have a letter from my mommy. Please excuse Shlomo from Seder today. You have an excuse. You have your mommy's note. A note from Dr. Harry Brownstein. Excellent! Potter!
No, we're Potter? Well, what's going to be with us?
How are we going to grow? How are we going to become somebody? I'm Potter, very good. Potter. But what's going to happen with me? How am I going to grow? How am I going to become somebody? Even though I have an excuse, I have a talent, I have a mahalach, how am I going to become somebody?
The guy says, oh, I'm all Potter? Okay, I still want to do it anyway. I don't care about that.
Was Potter from Krum Pesa? Oh, Eureka! Free day out! No Shiva today! No Torah Tuesday! Yee! The Shiva gave us off! Gevaldik!
Guy says, okay, I'm off. That means I'm not going to learn. I want to learn anyway, even though I'm not Bechuy.
I'm going to learn anyway, even though I don't have a Chiv to learn. Because I want to do it for my own volition, my own initiative. I want to do it for myself. I want to do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I want to do. The people came along and said, we know we're part of Korban Pesach, but we want to do it anyway. And you know what happened? The Mechaz, a new parasha in the Torah. A new parasha. Pesach Sheni. It's an unbelievable chiddush. It wasn't until now. But the people came and complained. They were Potter. Go home. Go to sleep. You don't have to go to bed. Gevaldik. No Torah. Big sign at the base today. No, you're not allowed in. Whee! Gevaldik. Let's go. Party. No Torah.
You imagine the guy sees a big sign, comes in one morning, and he sees he comes to the base. Big sign. Today, you're officially off. You don't have to learn. For the next, the whole day today, starting a special elephant sale. No learning today.
Unbelievable, let's go, let's get out of here, we don't have to learn, Gevaldik.
And there's one uncle, Pfefferstein, comes around the other side and he says, you don't want to learn. What do you mean I don't want to learn? I'm going to learn no matter what, I don't care if I have to learn, I care if the yeshiva gave me, but I want to learn. I go to Chevron, I go into the mik and learn, in the mik. I'll find a place to learn. What do you mean, no, where am I going to learn? Like spoke like Shua's night. Hillel, he had a patrol, he didn't have money. Go home, Hillel, you don't have money. They're not letting you into the base. Come on, take it easy.
Go on vacation. Get out the golf clubs. Fired. Gevaldik. A hole in one. Pass me the chipper, whatever. We got in the dirt. In the trench. Get me the putter. Let's go. Get your golf shoes on. What do you mean? Hello, go play golf. They let you out today. You can't get in. They're like, you're not letting me into the base. What do you want?
Not letting me into the base. I'm going to climb on the roof. don't want it to the base. I'll climb the roof. I'll get tired. I want to do it on my own today because someone's not letting me do it. I'm going to do it anyway. This is something I want to do for my brother's brother. I want to stand up and do it for myself and my brother's brother. I want to do something on my own. Mesiris nefesh. Not because I'm commanded. Not because somebody's looking at my shoulder. Is he doing that? Because I want to do it for myself. You know it's the right thing. And nobody's coming to Shemayim. That's why I want to do it. These are the three parashas connected. Aaron HaKohen's offspring stood up on Hanukkah and they said, we're going to go out there. We're a little army. We can't do anything. What are you talking about? 13 men. They're guerrilla warfare. They have elephants. They have atomic bombs. Well, we're going to go out and fight them. That's it. We're part of that. Baruch Hu doesn't want to face a business. No! We feel it's important. You do it because it's important. Not because somebody commanded me to do it. And the Levim also stood up when everybody said, went out there and was being called to the Egel. What can we do? Everybody's doing it, Rebbe. What can I do, Rebbe? Everybody's going there. Everybody's going to town. Everybody's going here. Everybody's doing it, Rebbe. What do you want from me? No, everybody's doing it. It's wrong. I'm not doing it. Everybody's doing it. No, it's wrong. Me, Lashem, may lie. Came over the next parish right next to it, the parish of Kom Pesach, the same soil. We are part of the exempt, they have the best excuse that Tommy, they're not allowed. Okay, that's it. Oh, maybe next year. Next year. This shit get nothing. We want it. We're part of the we're not allowed, but we still want to do it. So the Kodesh, I'm going to make a new mitzvah. Pay for shady. Unbelievable. Couldn't even like that. You can have chametz in your house. It's an unbelievable zap. Was only one till this passage. The one thing called Pesach Rishon. That's it. You have Pesach. You did become Pesach. Good. If not, sorry, George. Come back next year with your lamb. No lamb today. No lamb chops for you, George. Pesach is over. Season's closed. I want help to come Pesach. Come back in a month. We just made a new grand opening for Pesach Sheni. Why? He didn't do anything wrong. Shem said, your partner, go home. Go eat some barbecue wings, chicken wings. No lamb chop. Have some chicken wings. I want to have, please, I want to have those lamb chops for the Pesach. Okay. Pesach Sheni. It's unbelievable chiddush, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the vart? Because he wanted even though. Even though, and Hashem saw how much you love me. You're partner, you don't have to bring it, you don't have to pay money for it. You can do it anyway. You really want it. You want it for your own. You want it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to make a new parasha. Pesach Sheni. Come back in a month and roast that lamb. Unbelievable. The Chofetz Chaim was sitting with Rabbi Yisrael in his house, and it was a great volunteer vehicle of Shimon Schwab who came for a Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael. He came for a Shabbos at the Chofetz Chaim's house. Imagine how devoted that is, Rabbi Yisrael. Shabbos with the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim said to him, I want to speak to you a second. Yes, how are we doing? We're yeshiva, very nice. Are you a Kohen, Mr. Schwab, or whatever? Reb Shimon, are you a Kohen? Chofetz Chaim asked Reb Shimon, I said, no, I'm not a Kohen. What do you ask? Because I'm a Kohen, the Chofetz Chaim said. An interesting conversation. The Chofetz Chaim tells him, it's Bocha. Are you a Kohen? No, it's I'm a Kohen. So he says, are you sure? No, I'm not a Kohen. Why? You know why? Because in a few years, Mr. Shem, very close, the Chofetz Chaim had a special suit he used to have in his closet from Mashiach time. And he said, very soon, there's going to be the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And the Kohanim are going to be able to go, everybody's going to line up, get tar from the red hype for the Parah Uma, they get all get cleansed, and they line up, and it's the first time of us, the first time of us. Imagine the scene, everybody remembers the scene in 1967 when the Israeli army captured the Western Wall. But it's like, how many people were running, crying by the Western Wall? Unbelievable scene. It was the first time by the Western Wall. It wasn't the Western Wall on Friday night, the first time ever there. It was the Western Wall on every night, the first time that everybody was there. And the Maisa, they made a new song. And the Maisa, they came and everybody was crying. The first time by the Western Wall. Imagine the scene, it was the Beis HaMikdash, the big one. This is it, Rabbi. Mashiach's here, Rabbi. Sorry, put away the iPod. Mashiach's here, I'm sorry to tell you. Put it away. Mashiach's here, boys. Get rid of the internet. Mashiach is here. Sorry, but maybe I hope he still wants Mashiach. But anyway, Mashiach's here, and the Beis Hamikdash comes down from Shemayim. Unbelievable! Boom! A rocket ship out of Shemayim comes down, and everybody says, "Wow! You hear the news? I just got it. Oh, what's up?" Beis Hamikdash landed in Jerusalem. Got a WhatsApp, an Instagram. I got it all there. This thing. Somebody put it on Facebook, the picture, ready. I spotted some smiling, like in Disney World, by the Beis. He has a good picture on Facebook. We got to black it out the other side of the picture. But he's on Facebook, and he's by the coat, by the Beis Hamikdash, and everybody's getting ready, put on their fancy suits. That's it. Get your ties on. Come on, George. Get that tie on. We're off to the Lago. Come on, we're on the way. We're on the way to the Beis Hamikdash. We're on the way. Here we go. And we get our mamash. Everybody's walking off. They're getting off. And they're coming up to the Beis Hamikdash. And hundreds of thousands are coming. But it's the first time your eyeballs are popping out. You know, this is the Beis Hamikdash. The real, this is it. The real McCoy. This is not some from pop-up Mickey Mouse book. The Beis Hamikdash. Bust the string. Boom. There's the Beis Hamikdash. This is the real thing. Mickey at the Beis Hamikdash, you have that book, Mickey and Mayor Mikey at the Beis Hamikdash, you know, growing up, the little kids in the stupid storybook that you have, here it is, the real thing, going up, hundreds of thousands of yidden going up with the eyeballs popping out, the real thing, and it's Kedusha Retaira. You're on the way up, those iPhones are out of there, but say, going up to the Beis, and there he's on his way up, and he's going 100,000, it's a couple times there. And here we come into the Beis Hamikdash. First come the Yisraelim. They come in and they say, "Sorry, what's your status?" One said, "I'm checking out the BBM. My status is an Israelite. I mean, Yisrael. Until here, no more." And they come to Kohanim. First times of Shemeshot. They come to Levim. "Oh, you're a lady? Come up. You're a lady? Come on out. Yisrael, stop right there. You can't go further. Levi, come on in. Kohen, come on, man. You got to come in further and further and further." The Kohanim were going to be sitting there and an unbelievable delight. Now, Shemeshah was sitting there and he felt like melting in his pants. He says, "Why is the Chofetz Chaim telling me this? What does he want to make me
do?" "Abba Yisrael, what's the Chofetz Chaim? Was the Kohen telling this?"
He said, "The Chofetz Chaim, I'll tell you why I'm telling you. It's not. Comes a time in everybody's life when the call goes out, you know why we're going further in? Because when that happened in the time of the Chet Ha'Ega, my great-great-grandpappy, he stood up to the call, Mila Shamilah. He didn't have to do it. He stood up and said, I want to do it on my own volition, on my own initiative. And because of that, we're going in further. Said it with the Chofetz Chaim. I'm not telling you this to make you feel bad in Beis Hamikdash. I'm telling you this because everybody's life, there comes times when the call goes out. Me, Lashem, am I going to go with this group? Am I going to do what everybody else is doing? Am I going to take the excuses and say, oh, but I have an excuse. I have an excuse today. My left toenail hurts.
Holy mother! The toenail that was cut off, it's screaming out. I feel the pain like the twin. It was cut off last night, but it's still, the pain is there somewhere. The pain, like the Harry Brown scene. And a painful toenail, left side. I don't have to come today to Seder.
Okay, stay in your bed.
Stay in your bed and marry it! Stay there for life! With my bed! Honey!
Well, the guy could say, I know it's difficult for me to get out of the bed in the morning. It's difficult.
This is my mate, my soulmate, the bed. Especially the posture tunic mattress I brought all the way. This is my soulmate! But it's time to give a get out of bed!
know it's difficult. It's hard. I might not have to do it. It's a Friday that we have off. It's an off. It's an in. Whatever it is, I thought it was an off Shabbos. I still say to myself, I'm doing this one for myself. I don't have to learn on the trip. Trip! Time to get tripped out! But I can open up a safer. 1/4 of a minute out of 24 hours. I'm allowed to, I don't think, get an Aveira, I don't know, maybe the Shaman, they'll punish me for opening a safer on the trip. I'm looking at a safer saying a bar. In between, I'm, you know, rapping. If I see a fork on the parasha, I don't know, maybe I'm going to get an Aveira. It's a bit of a rap. Or I'm being as manim. I'm allowed, if I learn a sefer, wow. I'm not mechuyev to learn. I'm not mechuyev to learn. She was not in, I'm not in trouble. I'm not mechuyev. I'm not mechuyev to learn. But when are you going to do something for yourself? They want the Esther of Chutna. The Freifel, I think, asked him, why, when you're starting the koilo, should we make a koilo on Fridays? Let's make koilo Friday also. Friday's a beautiful day, Rav said. By the way, Rav said, it's a day of the week called Friday. Anybody, I just want to announce it. A day called Friday. It's after Thursday and before Shabbat. There's a day in between there. Some people understand there's only 6 days in the week. I want to mechadish to the oil here. There's a day called Friday. It's after Thursday and before Shabbos. It's a whole day. Whole day. And that day could be used to learn a little bit, get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not one of the holiest days of the year to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a day, everybody said, if anybody wants it, I'll introduce it to you this week, Friday. If anybody wants to know about it, please come see me after the shiur. They call Friday. But anyway, so he asked, should we make a koil on Friday? Make a koil. So I put this in unbelievable stuff. He said, don't make a koil. It's pain. Why? Because when is a guy, a koil guy, or anybody, who does something on his own? Coil every day, it's a check. When it doesn't make your own, when you want to go start using that a day of the week, when you don't have, the Rebbe doesn't say he's not there, the Rashiva's not there, the schedule's not going then, when is a person to do it for his own, for Hashem, me, Hashem, the Lord of his life? That's the story of these passions. Shachog, Dil, Mishahem, the Hashmanoim stood up and said, we're doing it for the purpose, but we don't care what the chances are. We don't care that we don't have a reason to do it. We want to do it because we want to do it. It's the right thing, and we're going to do it. We aren't commanded. No one's pushing us. We want to do it for our own greatness, for our own HaKadosh Baruch. When a person does something on his own for the first time, of his life, he says he takes a piece of Gemara. He doesn't have to learn the Gemara. He takes a piece of Gemara. He learns first on his own volition, the Ian. His father uses his money as his own thing, not because the Rebbe's pushing him and joking him, chopping him, and there's incentives. If you say Ashi Yotza one time, we give you a trip to the moon. You know, you say, come to Seder for one time, you came to Seder two times. Baruch Hashem, unbelievable. You get a trip to Disney World, just for time of the Seder. You know, it doesn't have to be with incentives and this. I do it on my own to the end of the court. I can come along and say, I'm coming to the basis, I want to come. That's when a person starts growing up. That's when a person starts getting his own godless voice, and that's when a person sees that this person is ready to nice and left to do things that he's not mechuyev to do. That brings unbelievable brachos. The menorah was the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Eidus will Yisrael the Shechina Shoyer B'nehem. This is the Eidus. The menorah, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chanukas HaMenorah was the example that brought that the few can be victorious when they do it on their own accord. Mila Shemin. You have to take this as a lesson in life for yourself. We want to be successful. We want to be successful for ourselves. We have to do things that we're not mechuyev to do. That we're not expected to do. We do it because we want to do it for ourselves. And we understand that, Rabbi Yisrael. And we tune into that call. Mila Shemin Lai. So the Chavetz Chaim in your entire lives, you're going to have times when the call goes out. Mila Hashem Elai, who's for me? Everybody else is doing it, and I'm going to stand up and join that crowd. Zoicha, an unbelievable schus that it is of us to be one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's people, to be one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's soldiers, to be the one that stands up, and that's all I want for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Kadosh Baruch Hu's name should be blessed and be glorified in this world. To that Chanukah, Samizbeach, Amiti, the Bidibayas, Ashlishi, from here we begin.